And now to a very different story about America's racial history. We turn to a man who seeks justice for the dead. No, he's not a cold case police detective, but Jerry Mitchell is the journalistic equivalent. He is an investigative reporter dedicated to identifying individuals who committed crimes decades ago but went unpunished, specifically crimes against civil rights activists. He has been reporting at the Clarion Ledger in Jackson, Mississippi since 1986. Last week, the MacArthur Foundation made him one of this year's group of 24 fellows. Each winner of the so-called Genius Grants receives $500,000 over 5 years, no strings attached. And Jerry Mitchell is with us on the line from Jackson, Mississippi now, where hopefully he'll buy me lunch with his new windfall.
Absolutely.
Congratulations. I'm sure you're going to be hearing that a lot.
Yeah, I expect it. I've already joked with people that from now on when I go to lunch, no matter how many people are going to turn to me and go, Jerry will pick it up.
Exactly. Well, Jerry, the MacArthur Foundation said of your work, in an era when long-term investigative reporting is more the exception than the rule, Mitchell's life and work serve as an example of how a journalist willing to take risks and unsettle waters can make a difference in the pursuit of justice. What difference do you think it makes to have these crimes, what's the word I'm looking for, fully understood, to have individuals held accountable for what they did, even so long ago?
Well, I mean, we're a society and we believe in justice. And what happened in these cases, unfortunately, was these were kind of injustices at their height. It wasn't just the fact that these guys got away with murder. It was the fact that everybody knew they were getting away with murder. And I think that's what made it so terrible. And now we can look back clearly and see what happened, how these guys did get away with murder. And so there's a reason there's no statute of limitations on murder, and this is one of them, that to go back and redress cases like this where justice can be found. Most of the cases, unfortunately, they won't be prosecuted and won't wind up in court, but the cases where it can be done, obviously it needs to be done, and those that it can't be done in, we need to try to preserve that history and as a society, I think.
For those who aren't aware, you made a name for yourself with your investigation into the murder of civil rights activist Medgar Evers. Your reporting paved the way for a new trial and eventually the conviction of Byron Daler Beckwith. And I wanted to ask, you know, a lot of reporters, you know, parachute into places. You know, they do their reporting and then they leave. You don't leave.
I know the people keep asking me to, but I don't
inviting you to.
Yeah, I had one guy write a letter to the editor one time that said, that I should be tarred, feathered, and run out of the state of Mississippi. And of course, my response to that is, well, you know, it's always nice to know someone will help you pack. You know.
Well, why do they think that? Why do the people who think that? Why they just what is their view of this? Is that these people were right to do what they did, or what?
Their view is I just need to leave it alone. You know, that I'm just making things worse. But of course, when people are walking around, you have people that are basically murderers walking around. I don't think that says good things about society.
How did you get engaged with this story? I mean, there are lots of reporters in Mississippi who know the same stuff you do, but they've never not taken it on.
Yeah.
Why do you think you're so engaged in
this? Well, I think it was several factors happened. In January of 1989, I went to see the movie Mississippi Burning, which, of course, is a fictional film, and there have been, quite a number of criticisms of it, and rightly so. But it was kind of, I would say, the beginning of my education about the civil rights movement. I really didn't know that much about it. I'm white, Southern WASP, basically, and I was like 5 years old when these kids were killed. Chaney Goodman and Schroeder were killed. And so I really didn't know anything about it. And so I saw it with a couple of FBI agents who investigated the case. And so they began to kind of dissect the movie and say, oh, well, here's what really happened, and explained all those kind of things. But I was just very outraged that these guys, Klansmen, had never been prosecuted for murder. I couldn't believe that. I was like, well, why not?
There are a lot of people who are concerned about that your breed, just of people who take the time to dig into these stories, that you are a dying breed. You know, your critics, I'm sure, will be pleased. But but do you worry that the legacy that you've built, that the body of work you've built, whether there'll be anybody to carry it on?
Oh, I think I don't think it. I'm far from a lone person doing these cases. In fact, there's kind of a group of us now. We've kind of joined forces to begin to look at all these cases. We want to try to document every single case from the civil rights era that went unpunished. These killings that went unpunished.
What difference do you think this award? You've not gone without recognition over the course of your career, but what does this particular award mean to you?
Well, it means a lot monetarily. it does. It means a lot. From a standpoint of giving me the freedom to be able to do this, newspapers, obviously, including mine, have really been hit hard in terms of, layoffs and other kind of financial things. And it just makes it more and more difficult. With fewer and fewer people in the newsroom, it makes it more and more difficult to have the time to kind of pursue these cases. And this obviously gives me that time.
Well, congratulations again.
Well, thank you very much.
I was kidding about lunch. I'll buy.
we'll go Dutch.
All right. Jerry Mitchell of the Clarion Ledger in Jackson,
thanks.
Mississippi. He was kind enough to join us on the phone from Jackson. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Last week, we spoke to another MacArthur Foundation fellow, Edwige Denticott. You can listen to or read the transcript of that interview on our website. Just go to npr.org, look for programs, and click on Tell Me More.